This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In about a couple of hours, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to take a procedural vote to try to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A final vote would then come tomorrow. All eyes are on Republican Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona, as well as West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, as the nominee must get a simple majority of 51 votes in the Senate to be approved, and 48 Republican senators have said they're going to vote for Kavanaugh. Among the 300 people protesting against the nominee at the Capitol yesterday, actress and comedian Amy Schumer.
A vote for Kavanaugh is a vote saying women don't matter.
Yes.
Let's stay together. Let's fight.
More such protests expected today. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today, you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 888-998-7225. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 888-998-7225, or go to mdtopical.com.
China is angrily denying claims made by the Trump administration recently, including by Vice President Mike Pence, who yesterday again accused Beijing of meddling in U.S. elections.
As a senior career member of our intelligence community told me just this week, what the Russians are doing pales in comparison to what China is doing across this country.
A spokesman for China's foreign ministry is calling Pence's accusations malicious slander. The Nobel Peace Prize this year is being shared by two people for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. The Norwegian Nobel Committee says this morning the winners are Congolese Dr. Denis Mukwege and Kurdish human rights activist Nadia Murad of Iraq. They beat out over 330 other nominees. Just getting a look at the government jobs report for September showing 134,000 jobs added. Most economists expected about 180,000 would be created. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Despite up-and-down relations with North Korea lately, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is heading there this weekend. Here's more from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow at the Hudson Institute. She joined Fox News to talk about what this trip will accomplish.
The thing that Secretary Pompeo has to communicate to Kim Jong-un whenever he goes and visits him very soon is that it doesn't matter if the North Koreans do all of these other nice things that we appreciate. Ultimately, our eye is still on the prize, and that dismantlement of the nuclear program. And right now the North Koreans, they're going to want the United States to lift sanctions. They want the United States to have a peace accord and to finally put an end to officially to the Korean War.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
In Pennsylvania, police say they still don't have a motive for why a man named Jonathan Schmoyer caused a car explosion last week that killed him, his child, and a friend. And this story out of Utah, where Ben and Jackie Belknap have been searching their home for an envelope that had more than $1,000 in cash in it. They'd been saving the money to repay Ben's parents for some University of Utah football tickets. Well, they found the money in the family's shredder. Apparently, their two-year-old son shred the envelope with the money inside in the contraption. Now, the Treasury Department says they might be able to get their money back, but it might take several years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
You hold my head.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Glad you could join us. And for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. With us right now, the infamous, the one, the only, Liz Peek, columnist for FoxNews.com, contributor to The Hill also. Spent over 20 years on Wall Street, most of them as a top-ranked research analyst. I guess now you're officially a contributor to Fox News, right?
I am. I'm delighted to have joined the payroll.
It's always nice. I mean, somebody's got to pay for, you know, all the rides and everything like that. I mean, or do they pick you up now?
They do that. They've done that for quite some time. But, oh, no, I'm kidding. I'm really happy to be part of the team. And, it's fun. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, without a doubt, I bet. Well, Liz, great to have you here with us to talk about this. Whew, what a roller coaster ride. The brains are still exploding on the left over the Kavanaugh issue. A couple of weeks ago, you cited this controversy is serious and the GOP has no option. They've got to get this right.
Oh, I think they've got to get it done. What's interesting is that I think the Democrats have overplayed their hand in resisting and opposing the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh. They have resorted to all kinds of pretty dishonest and sort of low tactics, including, as he said, character assassination. And what's interesting is the American people don't like it. We have seen all kinds of polls shifting over the last 10 days. I think I was the first to say, hey, look at the generic ballot. You know, all of a sudden it's gone down. One or two points. It had been moving in favor of Democrats. Now it's moving against them. Trump's polling has gone up a little bit. But what's most striking is that so-called enthusiasm gap, where a higher percentage of Democrats than Republicans vow that they would go and vote, that they were excited about voting, et cetera. That's been cut in half over the last week. So, you know, I think really, I always come back to this. I think Americans are fair-minded, and they don't like to see a man who 30 seconds ago we all considered a man of enormous integrity, decency, you know, beloved by his students, his family, his friends, and admired by his peers, all of a sudden being characterized with no proof whatsoever as a man who's guilty of sexual assault, gang rape, and all of these charges that, as I say, so far are simply that. They're not proven. There's no evidence. And I think people are really pretty horrified by that.
I got to tell you, Liz, I was concerned when they first started talking, including the president of the United States, when he said that Dr. Ford's testimony was credible. And I said, that's not the correct use of the word. It's one thing to believe somebody, like an actress playing the role of someone who is very believable in that role and that part that they play, but it's something altogether different to be credible. To be credible, you've got to have evidence. There's got to be some substantiation to your claims. And after everything was said and done, all the hours that we went through and the showboating by the Democratic senators, there was no solid evidence that you could hold to even, you know, you kept saying, you know, I keep going, okay, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt. Let's give her a lot of space. And I know a lot of people were real sensitive about saying anything whatsoever. Yeah. And of course, the other night, the president really caused the left's brains to explode when he was basically utilizing her testimony, you know, presenting the facts there at that campaign rally. And, you know, the people didn't, you know, some on the left really didn't like it. But I got to tell you, some on the right, you know, they go, well, it's not dishonest what he's saying. You know, it gets back to Trump's, his style and his tone, I guess.
Well, and I think really what happened is he was saying out loud what an awful lot of people in the country were thinking.
Exactly.
Which was, you know, all these. What's interesting to me is the way this thing has shifted. Just, you know, your listeners might be interested to know there's a website that in real time cites betting odds. And when she began to testify, the odds of Kavanaugh being confirmed plummeted. They went from pretty reasonable high odds to not very high odds at all, because everyone thought, oh, my gosh. And by the way, Chris Wallace on Fox sort of said this. He said,
yeah.
He's toast because she's doing such a good job.
And I was—I got to tell you—I was shocked that Chris Wallace rolled. I thought he rolled pretty quick on this. I mean, he didn't hold any level. I don't know. Just saying.
Everybody was afraid to say anything other than that, I think, honestly. But then what's interesting is when Kavanaugh started speaking, the odds went right back up again. So it truly, by the end of the day, was she said, he said. Audiences generally found both of them believable. And so there we are again, as no proof, no evidence, just allegations, which in the second and third iterations, to the point where the third was Avenatti's client charging gang rape, they became ludicrous. And
yes.
I think if any one individual, I would cite two individuals who really hurt the Democrats' quest here. One is Dianne Feinstein, because I think a lot of people in the country are saying, wait a minute, she sat with this man in her office, this good person, again, so highly respected, et cetera, and she never even asked him about these allegations. How inhuman is that? I mean, to me, that's just honestly inconceivable. The second person is Michael Avenatti. And for anyone who's interested, I wrote a piece about him, a few weeks ago at the request of Fox, and I didn't know anything about the guy, so I did a fair amount of research on him. He is a horrible individual who has been sued by every partner, every wife, ex-wife, everyone he's ever had business with basically has sued him for cheating, for duping them, for dishonesty. So people should look into this guy before giving him the time of day.
Exactly. Well, Liz, were you surprised, you know, with Jeff Flake? I mean, he got hotboxed, his good friend. In fact, I wrote a column on this as well, as I was concerned that, you know, the last week or so, ever since he got hotboxed by Chris Coons, I think the Democratic leadership said, whatever you do, do not let him get out of your shadow. You stay hooked to his hip. You keep drumming him with, you know, with the dialogue. And, you know, he's kind of, he might be our insurance policy after everything is all said and done. But really, it seems that, you know, Jeff Flake did the country a favor, because look at the numbers, you know, to your point. Now that the FBI, the seventh background check has come out about this, that doesn't, you know, it's still the same. I mean, there's no big bomb coming out of this thing so far. What we're hearing is, look at the numbers. I mean, they have they are dominant now to make sure that Kavanaugh gets confirmed.
Yeah, the interesting thing, too, is the polling in a lot of these swing state senator races, where I think the Democrats are pretty charged up, and now the Republicans are charged up. So, you know, look at some of them. Donnelly looks in trouble seriously. Heidkamp looks gone.
Oh, she's
McCaskill,
yes.
McCaskill,
right.
I think, is in serious trouble. So you kind of go down the list, and there's really been a shift in some cases, you know, almost double digits in the last week or two as people look at this and say, hey, you know what? Having a Republican Senate is incredibly important to what I want to have accomplished in this country. And by the way, if Brett Kavanaugh is confirmed, which to your point, I think he will be, then there's also a chance that there's another justice seat that comes available, particularly if Donald Trump is reelected.
Imagine what we have to go through with another justice, and that
I think it, I think it won't even be as hysterical as this time, because this time what people need to remember is, you know, people have said, well, why didn't Gorsuch have such a big problem? Well, Gorsuch was taking Scalia's seat.
Exactly.
And that did not change the complexion or tenor of the court.
Liz, we got to take a quick break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Liz Peek after this.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's Gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
There's never been a moment.
Back with the America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, Liz Peek over there. And Liz, as we were talking before we had to go to break here, and that was, you know, that that Gorsuch was a trade. Conservative for conservative. He is filling Scalia's spot. So not that big a deal. But now we've got somebody, a conservative, coming in, an originalist, much the same way as another Scalia. And this is going to create a projected imbalance on the court. And the left, they were not going to give up without a good fight here, no matter what.
Well, that's the point. This is a... You know, people have talked about how it could change the tenor of a court for a generation, and that really is not an exaggeration. It could change the tenor of the court for a generation. And the importance of it stems from the fact that really the progressive agenda is still not popular broadly in the United States. So to get anything passed, like universal wage or free health care for all, those kinds of measures, which are so popular on the left, they're not going to be able to do it probably through Congress. And so what's happened is you have the dream that another Barack Obama type of president, left-leaning president in office, and that he, through executive orders, just like Obama had to do, starts implementing laws that, again, are sort of widely unpopular. Don't forget when Obamacare passed, people hated it, and that's why you had a big revolt in 2010 in the midterm elections. So what happened, ultimately, having lost the House and the Senate, Obama resorted to executive orders, and it really came down to the Supreme Court to decide that many of those were simply illegal. So the role of the Supreme Court has changed, I would argue. Mm-hmm. They are not just interpreting new, you know, laws over time that evolve and new laws, but they're countermanding the grabbing of power in the executive branch.
Exactly.
And that's a very, very important thing, and it's not good for the progressive left.
Well, they've utilized the courts. They've allowed it to be weaponized, and they've utilized these courts as their way of passing the laws instead of, you know, going through and doing it the hard way, because, as you say, their policies are so unpopular. There's a lack of, you know, what do you want to say, a lack of foundation or even empirical evidence that says the policies will work. So, you know, kind of like what Bill Maher said to President Obama a long time ago. He said, hey, look, why are you waiting for those knuckleheads in Congress? Just go ahead and sign it into order. And so several years later, there he is. He brings out the pen and the cell phone, and he's making law all by himself.
Well, and it didn't work because, in fact, a lot of those things ended up before the Supreme Court, like the Clean Power Act, like DACA and other immigration rules, that the Supreme Court basically, even with his justices, Sotomayor and Kagan on board, rejected 100%, in some cases 9-0. So the Supreme Court, again, has emerged as a very, very important tool for the progressive left, and they are now writhing and having a fit because it's going to be taken away from them. And that is what this is all about. It literally has nothing to do with Kavanaugh's qualifications or these allegations by Christine Blasey Ford. People have made up their minds long ago. Democrats have made up their minds. They're not going to vote for this guy. And they just basically went through all of this to turn public opinion in their favor, knowing that for conservatives and for Trump supporters, this was a major reason that they voted for him.
Exactly.
So they're just going to be darned to take this lying down.
Well, and that was going to be my point, Liz, is that here it is. You've got 62 million plus people that voted for Trump. And one of the dominant issues or reasons that they voted for Trump was because of the Supreme Court. And the Democrats, what they tried to do here, and it looks like it's going to be close, but what they tried to do basically was invalidate the votes of 62 million Americans. Think about that.
Well, and I don't think they give those people much credit.
They're deplorables. They're all deplorables.
Exactly. You know, we joke about that, but for the intelligentsia in New York, for example, where I live, they literally to this day have no idea why anyone had any good reason to vote for Donald Trump. I was at a dinner party with a bold-faced name, left-leaning writer and TV guy the other night, and he started challenging me over dinner. How could you vote for this guy? And I said, hey, I believe in education for poor kids, trying to, you know, get them out of the ghetto. Do you? And he goes, oh, of course. And I said, well, Hillary Clinton came out against charter schools. How do you feel about that in New York City, where the only kids getting a decent education are in charter schools?
Exactly.
You know, if you start really pressing back, they really don't have much to say. But the answer is, at the end of the day, who cares what they think? What I think is remarkable, actually, Bill, is look at the reporting on this Supreme Court thing. I listen to CBS Radio in the morning, and it is so unbelievably biased in its reporting. They will give 14 minutes to Christine Blasey Ford and the other accusers, and maybe 30 seconds to somebody defending Judge Kavanaugh. And yet, in spite of that, Americans are not fooled. They don't believe what they're being told by the New York Times or the New Yorker magazine. Those organizations have lost utter credibility, and they are listening to people like you and people like us on Fox News and saying, you know what? I need to hear a different voice on this, because it just doesn't make sense to me.
Well, it doesn't. You know, and what echoes to me, Liz, was what Judge Kavanaugh said about his mother when she was practicing her closing arguments in court. What she said about she would instruct the jury to say, look at what you perceive. And in so many words, I don't know exactly, but this is a close paraphrase. What you realize as being reasonable, that's reasonable. What you perceive as being unreasonable is unreasonable. You know, use what God has given you to understand. And I basically this is what, in a sense, his mother's words are echoing back, as America is saying, this is not reasonable. You can't have a kid. Yes, okay, look, it's not perfect. We're not talking an angel here. We're not trying to elect him into heaven. We're just trying to elect him into the Supreme Court. Okay, please. And but nonetheless, is that here he is, a top student. He's performing, you know, on the top, whether it's Yale and, you know, as a judge and everything. How could he, even in his high school years, I mean, he graduated top of his class, how could he be such a knucklehead with all this other stuff and be able to produce at that high a level? It's not reasonable, you know, to connect the dots, you know, disjointedly like that, to come up with that kind of conclusion.
Well, I think that, and I think also the fact that I'm actually glad that we've had this extra week, because people are finally beginning to nip away and chip away at her story. Her story has changed for time. Four literal different recountings of place, time, event, etc. And there are other issues coming out. I mean, I've written about some of them, which are little things, but to quote, of all people, Richard Blumenthal, one lie makes you doubt all the rest. And when she talked about, she needed more time to drive across the country, okay, it sounded fishy. Now we know it's just plain a lie. And so if she's lying about that for apparently political reasons, what else has she lied about? Well, there's a story out, I don't know if you've read it, about the second door.
Yes, I did read that.
You know,
it was a business decision, not a psychological one, right?
And it was basically trying to get around zoning laws because they were taking in boarders and they needed the second door. So now the Democrats today, I think this is really interesting. So they're reading the FBI report, the supplemental report, and they're coming out saying, oh, gosh, you know, there's so much that really wasn't done. For example, we really need them. They should have interviewed Christine Blasey Ford. Boy, I'll tell you what, be careful what you wish for, because I think this FBI sits down to grill her about her recollections, about the four different stories she's given, about this whole second door and stuff. I think she is toast then, and this whole narrative goes away. Do they really want that? No. For some, whatever reason, I think they're pretty sure it's not going to happen. So that's why they're talking about it.
Well, Liz, we got to leave it there. As always, we appreciate the time and insight. She's a contributor to Fox News. Now you know why. She's brilliant. And this is why we count it an honor to have her here. And whenever we can get her here on Bill Martinez Live. Liz Peek, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? As a Christian, are you looking for health care that doesn't violate your morals and convictions? Well, we're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded Christians that work together to pay for their medical costs. It allows you to decide how, when, and where you will access your health care, so you can make the best choice for you and your family. Starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all the kids. This is how healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-585-4237. That number again, 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs, because this is the way it should be. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In about a couple of hours, the U.S. Senate is scheduled to take a procedural vote to try to advance the confirmation of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh. A final vote would then come tomorrow. All eyes are on Republican Senator Susan Collins of Maine, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, and Jeff Flake of Arizona, as well as West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, as the nominee must get a simple majority of 51 votes in the Senate to be approved, and 48 Republican senators have said they're going to vote for Kavanaugh. Among the 300 people protesting against the nominee at the Capitol yesterday, actress and comedian Amy Schumer.
A vote for Kavanaugh is a vote saying women don't matter.
Yes.
Let's stay together. Let's fight.
More such protests expected today. And this is USA Radio News.
Filling an opening at your company means more than just finding an employee. You're looking for a fit, a match. Robert Half understands that. We know you need someone who can do the work, someone who complements your culture. And, of course, you need that someone fast. When it all comes together, it makes for a perfect fit. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the matching experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com/radio for more information.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with the skills you need.
Nurse practitioner, 4+ years experience, acute care certification.
Indeed has a huge pool of amazing candidates and screener tools that help you find your most qualified applicants.
Whoa, an entire shortlist of unicorns.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's Wayne Likas, fresh and very independent right here. Bill Martinez at the corner of faith and politics. And, oh, Lord, have mercy. Boy, you know, this is the perfect convergence, is it not? This is our democracy at work at full throttle. You heard Amy Schumer saying that, you know, Kavanaugh is a vote against women. And, you know, in order to really believe that, you have to suspend belief that what Dianne Feinstein and the Democrats did was honoring women by the way they chose to handle this whole confirmation process and put our entire country on its head, and particularly women. I mean, as if, you know, women don't have enough to deal with, as we're not dealing, you know, already with all that, with all this contention And so let's just add fuel to the fire here, and let's get hyperbolic. Let's make statements. Thank you very much. A lot from the Democratic Party. And I take great exception for that, because this is not unifying. You know, though Jeff Flake made the announcement, and I believe Jeff Flake in his heart, you got to probably appreciate. I know some of the politics and the things and the contention with Trump and some of the deals he doesn't quite see, but I just want to see that there is some goodness in him. And what he did by saying, all right, look, it's not going to hurt. Let's have another week. Let's pause for a second and have the FBI look into these matters. You know, we'll give it another week. And that will be it. That will be the scope. We'll look at these issues here and have the FBI. Well, the FBI has processed its report. And what we know and what we've heard so far is that there's no mother of all bombs here. There's nothing. It's just, you know, again, it's he said, she said, as we've been saying here. I take grave exception to the idea of the use of the term credible. You know, it's like, wait a minute, you guys are smart people. You know, most of you have graduated from college. Good number of you are attorneys, and we understand what you do with the English language already. You already make up words and do all that. If you think not, talk to a court reporter. And when they have to take dictation, and, you know, it's quite comical. A dear friend of mine many years ago was a court reporter. And she would tell me the stories of these attorneys and the words they would make up. And it was their job to straighten it out and to interpret what it was, you know, they were adding to the language. But, you know, the thing is that, and even attorneys know what credible means. Credible means there's evidence. It means that it is, it's more than believable, but it's believable based on facts, based on evidence, not on emotion, not on somebody being able to perform, as we've talked about, very believable in that, you know, in that starring role that she played. And but that's one thing. But to say somebody is credible, especially when you're talking about something like this, and the idea that this is not a court of law. Yes, that's true. Because let me tell you, if it was a court of law, none of these cases would have come before the court. They'd have thrown it out. And that was my big question early on. Look at, if this big violation has taken place, why didn't Dr. Ford take it to the city, take it to the city officials, take it to the police and say, look at, hey, I've had this memory has come back, which is, you know, that's a whole nother consideration in the legal parlance of a recovered memory in terms of its validity. But nonetheless, okay, she goes and presents her case. That's where it should have been presented, not in the court of public opinion. And here it is. She comes in and, you know, as we've all, I think we're in agreement that something probably happened to Dr. Ford. You know, I'll give her that benefit. Something may have happened to her, but the stories and, you know, just not connecting as, you know, based on her own testimony. Forget about what Donald Trump said the other night at the campaign rally. That's aside. I mean, basically, he echoed her. He did it in his own, you know, let Trump be Trump kind of mode, you know, which is just, you know, causing heads to blow up. And they've been blowing up since he was elected in 2016. So, you know, I don't know what the Democrats or even members of the Republican Party are thinking. It's like, look at 62 million people voted Donald Trump in. And one of the main motivators was the control of the Supreme Court. So it's a sad, sad situation that you have even some Republicans who are questioning the votes of 62 million people. And I will tell you one way or another, but especially if it goes against Judge Kavanaugh, wait and see what will happen. Republicans will come out in mass. I know that you're hearing statements that, oh, the women, you know, they're against, you know. Yes, I mean, if you take a segment of society and women and you look at the numbers here, but look at the numbers of what Donald Trump's able to generate and the numbers that Amy Schumer is able to generate, or even Murphy Brown. They had the reboot of Murphy Brown. It was like the last. It was zero. And, of course, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was there. Some would say, well, it's all her fault. No, it's Murphy Brown. I mean, it's just not, it's not that good a show. And it's like, oh, hum, you know, it didn't pull compared to, you know, when Roseanne did her reboot. I think it was like five, six times as much
as what, the reboot of Murphy Brown brought you. You know, people are tired of this stuff. You know, liberalism, okay, it has its place. It's a little bit of flavor, but we're overdone. You know, it's just too much flavor. And we're getting tired of tasting liberalism at every turn. And especially when you have what's going on with the Trump administration right now. Unemployment again. You know, it just keeps getting lower. I mean, it's going to get to the point. I mean, already we have more jobs than people. But what are we going to do when it's, we're at, 0%? You know, that everybody is working. What a concept. But not to mention, you know, all the other things that are, you know, economically that are taking place. But look, at the heart of all this, mainstream America realized that we were in trouble. And that if we continued on with the policies of Barack Obama and the socialist movement, then we're going to be in really serious trouble. It's going to be irrecoverable. I mean, we're already trying to chop down $21 trillion in debt, and that's just the top line. You know, we've got, you know, this other number that is in the $120 to $220 trillion of unfunded, you know, liability that we have to look forward to. We are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen, unless we do something about this. And the start of this is getting our house in order. We had some things to catch up. Our military had fallen way behind. Look what's going on with China, what they're doing. And then we realize, just to the level of perniciousness that we're looking at, to where maybe even, quite possibly being reported, that there are some chips. China makes a lot of the technology. Thank you very much. The Apple products and that, and a little chip. And are you surprised that there is a possibility, this is when we need Michael Dougherty here, the possibility that the chip is sending information back to Beijing, back to headquarters there. And we are all part and parcel of a spy network, unbeknownst to ourselves, for the sake of convenience and cheap products and relying on the Chinese. That was brought up. So not to mention the fact that, they seem to be wanting to meddle a little bit. And there is, you know, some talk that China doesn't like Donald Trump. The world probably doesn't like Donald Trump to some degree, because he's calling them out on their stuff, just like the same way here in this country. For so long, as we've said, many people, too many people, the elites of our country have made a lot of money out of the incompetence of our government. They've taken advantage of the good-natured people of America, the citizens of America, who want to support their government. They pay their taxes, and then what do they got? We got elites coming in and just skimming off of us, and basically they're robbing from us is what is happening. And Donald Trump is starting to call them on it, and they don't like it, because they've made a lot of money on the incompetence of the government, and they wanted to keep rolling it just the way it is. And we're turning the world upside down. And then, meanwhile, the women of America, American citizens, have said, look it, enough with this abortion stuff. We need to get control of this stuff. Killing 60 million babies, no bueno. We have enough empirical evidence to realize this is not in the best interest, not to mention of the unborn, but for the families that are greatly affected, and not to mention the citizens as well.
For professional staffing, there's only one name you need to know, Robert Half. Robert Half custom matches our candidates to your specific hiring requirements by combining personalized service from local staffing experts with an advanced matching technology based on 70 years of successful placements. For highly skilled accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, or administrative staffing, count on Robert Half. We'll find you productive, engaged employees. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Keep fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine. Cause I'm never gonna leave you, always gonna see you through to the other side. Keep fighting the good, fighting the good.
Bill Martinez, live.
You just have to pick and choose your battles, and this is, a bit of the challenge of what this country is dealing with right now. Boy, I'll tell you, we have been taken on quite a roller coaster of subjects. If it wasn't Russia, the 2016 election, the Mueller probe, and here we are dealing with Judge Kavanaugh. But meanwhile, there are real serious issues that affect us on a daily basis. I mean, think about it for just a moment. How about kids in foster care? Are you ready to stand in the gap for kids in foster care? Well, Dr. Sharon Ford joins us now. She's with Focus on the Family, nationally recognized child welfare consultant and the retired manager for permanency services for the Colorado Department of Human Services in the Division of Child Welfare Services. She is the former president of the National Association of State Adoption Programs and the Association of Administrators for the Interstate Compact on Adoption Medical Assistance. Dr. Ford, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you, Bill. I'm so glad to be with you today.
Well, great to have you here. As I said in the intro, it's easy for us to get distracted with so much hyperbole and emotions flying around our country right now. But we've got kids in foster care that need help, do we not?
We do. Actually, there's over 400,000 children across the nation that are in foster care, and many of those children are right there in the backyard of your listeners.
Exactly. Well, you think about what these kids are going through. Fairly miserable young lives, these kids in foster care. Not all, but most. Some with biological parents who are, you know, in jail on drugs or abusive. You know, it's rare that they get a happy or a joyous memory, is it not?
You know, there are so many challenges that kids have faced as they enter the foster care system, and you've said it. Their parents have gotten addicted to drugs or alcohol. They have fallen on really hard times and have struggled. And children have been abandoned. They've been neglected. And some of them, yes, even abused. And so no child should have to be living through that in this day and age.
Exactly. What kind of fair shot do they have at life if this is the way they're raised and their parents are dealing with this? And, you know, what are the chances that they end up like their parents?
You know, the fair shot is this, that government in their narrow scope of work is supposed to protect the children. So when they remove them from their challenged homes, it's government's responsibility to recruit families to care for them because government can't and shouldn't raise children. Mm-hmm. And so who are those families, courageous, who are sitting in the pew that would say yes to God and become foster parents so that the children could be nurtured and loved on, provided structure and guidance, and have an opportunity to heal while their parents are getting the help that they need?
Sometimes, Dr. Ford, people are unrealistic about the reach of government. And this is what gets government in trouble, is that we all have a lane to play in solving this problem and a lane to be in. And this is what I am seeing more and more. And when government gets outside of its lane, like any of us can do at any time, because we see something, it's good observation, wrong conclusion kind of thing. And we meddle into things. And sometimes we give the government too much credit. And when that happens, and we think that government is going to be your daddy, boy, that just opens up all kinds of problems, does it not?
That's why government's role is, as you said, a narrow lane. It's about safety and protection and recruiting families to care for children. And so if government can stay in its lane and the church and the community would step up and play the critical role that they can play, it makes all the difference in the world in the life of a child.
Well, Dr. Ford, the church has been discouraged to play a role, as you know, because all under the guise of separation of church and state, you know, the government can't be perceived as supporting, you know, any kind of faith or, you know, anything that has to do with religion. But this is the big lie that's been perpetrated on our culture. And meanwhile, it is our kids, our future for tomorrow, that's all being compromised, all because of the boogeyman of religion.
You tell the truth there, that sometimes government struggles to realize that there are rich pockets of families and all over their community who could make a difference in the lives of these children if government would open their door and say, you know what, let's focus on the children. These children need to be nurtured and loved. Let the families come through the process to become foster parents so that they can not only love on that child, but help love on that birth family who is struggling and going through their treatment needs. So maybe, because we know a God that is a redeemer.
Exactly.
That maybe those children could go back home to their birth families. But if the church would step up, and as you said, they've tried, and if government would say yes, we want to access these rich pockets of families who can love on kids, love on those birth families, and so that there will be many more children maybe having the opportunity to go home.
Are you going to tell me, Doctor, I know you're not going to tell me this, maybe it's more rhetorical, this question, but that people of a secularized mindset are more equipped to teach morality than people who have faith?
I think that that's an interesting question, and I can't tell you that I've ever studied it. What I can tell you is that people who share values about children belong in families, mm-hmm. and that they respect that, that children deserve structure, that children need to know who they are, and whose they are, that children need an opportunity to have an education that is rich with all kinds of opportunities for healthy experiences that challenge their minds and help to shape and grow them in the image of who they, you know, should be, that as long as we have a level playing field, then children will do better than by folks who might want to skew what that picture should look like.
Well, I think people need to appreciate that with God, you don't have a level playing field. It's to your advantage. I will just say that. 2 points real clear in terms of empirical evidence. Let's take a look at the school system. In the 60s, we decided the Ten Commandments was irrelevant. We need to get it out of there. We've got it out of there. Look what happened, how our school system has been absolutely decimated. Is there any correlation with the, you know, since we took God out of schools, is there any correlation to the effectiveness of the education system today?
I think our school system has diminished, has gotten off track. They're teaching things in school today that they would have never taught in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, and the 90s for that matter. Mm-hmm. And because our kids are taken down bunny trails about things that really aren't relevant, about them being able to reading, writing, and arithmetic, about knowing how to be social and be kind to one another. It needs to back to being a values-based educational system that we can grow and learn. Taking the commandments out of the school, what's so wrong with thou shalt not kill, mm-hmm. thou shalt not steal, honor your mother and father?
Well,
what's wrong with those basic structures that help shape us who we are as people?
Well, because when you take that out of the marketplace and the area of debate, then you have what's on display in our country today, the dismemberment of individuals, the disrespect of individuals. And, of course, we're not even going to talk about 60 million aborted babies in terms of a lack of respect for life. And you have women today, because of their claim that it's their body, another big lie that's being thrust upon women. But many women understand that it's more than just their body, especially if they're married. You know, that's a whole nother conversation. But Dr. Ford, imagine for just a moment, focus on the family with all the great work that they do and support and everything. If Focus on the Family was secularized, what would that organization look like?
We wouldn't be the organization we are today.
Yeah. You know, without on so many levels, the ideas that in Dr. Daly et al. And, you know, the team come up with, you know, the support system, everything is just so wonderful. And I'm sure that Jim Daly would tell you that God gets all the glory, that it is God. And but for God, Focus on the Family would not be in existence.
We wouldn't. You know, we stand for biblical principles, mm-hmm. and right is right.
Exactly.
We can agree to disagree, but we agree on this principle that God is God.
Amen.
And there is none other. And when his principles say that we walk in love, our ministry walks in love with God's people. I can tell you I don't like your behavior, but I love you as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And God honors that. We are a God-honoring organization, and we seek to really focus on helping families do right by their kids. That's why our parenting program has so much information, from our Club Junior magazine to Club magazine to our Brio magazine, having our marriage programs. So we want marriages to thrive, to have
exactly.
the information that they need to flourish in this community. Those are all biblically based principles.
Amen. And you want to make sure you go to Focus on the Family. Check out Together We Rise. It's putting together an incredible event at Disneyland for foster kids and their biological siblings. The program is free of charge, includes souvenirs, food, spending money. It's going to be a lot of fun out there, right?
It is. Fun for all.
You got it. Dr. Sharon Ford on Bill Martinez Live. Dr. Ford, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. God bless.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance, and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
It's a no-brainer.